Good evening, everyone. This is Sherry Peterson in Colorado. Today is May 17th, 2023. Thank you all for being here. This is a meditation focusing on telepathy and thought. It was adapted from the January 7th, 2023 lecture with Giuliano through David K. Miller and is copyrighted to David K. Miller. Before we begin, let's take three deep breaths and enter into a state of spiritual relaxation. As we are in this state, please say the following affirmations. These affirmations will help us to hold an attractor force field that is bringing the bioelectric magnetic field of the fifth dimension into the earth. Visualize the image of fifth dimension intersecting with the third dimension as you state these affirmations. I am a spiritual electromagnetic being of light in resonance with the fifth dimension. I am attracting the spiritual force field known as the intersection of the dimensions. I am a planetary healer in the third dimension, using Arcturian techniques to bring Gaia into the highest balance. Let's focus on these affirmations as we go into silence for a few moments. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. We'll ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. We want to sharpen our telepathic abilities and also want to understand the nature of being a telepathic electromagnetic being of light. As we become awakened as starseeds, many of us will embrace our telepathic communications. Many will want to find techniques to receive more telepathic messages from the Ascended Masters, the Galactic Council, and even from distant galaxies, including the Andromedans. You, as bioelectric magnetic beings of light who are telepathic, can communicate telepathically interdimensionally. You can use this telepathic ability on the Earth and connect to other dimensions. You have the unique ability to be a telepathic interdimensionally and intradimensionally being. Know that this ability is only going to improve when you participate and experience the evolution into Homo Omega, because Homo Omega has extremely powerful telepathic abilities and sensitivities. The Arcturians are looking for ways to enhance our receptivity to the Arcturian Masters, as well as our individual guides and teachers. They know that you want to receive the messages they are sending you. This means that you must use your inter-telepathic abilities, interdimensional telepathic abilities, to connect with them. Let's look at the tool of thought. Thinking represents the highest form of existence, and it is true that thinking is the process that is most like the Creator. Higher thinking is a process that can bring us closer to the Creator. When you're in a thought form existence, whatever you think will happen. Whatever you need, you can create. Whoever you want to be with, you can be with. Wherever you want to travel, you're able to travel. Living in a thought is a magnificent existence. You will want to be able to telepathically interact with the new sphere and with beings on other dimensions. You'll want to be able to receive their thoughts and their communication. Therefore, you want to add a protective affirmation that would tell your subconscious to only be open to receiving telepathic communications from fifth dimensional masters, ascended masters, galactic masters, and other higher fifth dimensional angelic beings. This is important because telepathically, you are a bioelectric magnetic being of light, and you are extremely sensitive. When talking about galactic telepathy, the key word here is sensitivity, because not everyone is sensitive enough to interact or to process the messages. Not everyone is at the place where they can process messages from ascended masters that are telepathically being communicated now. It does not require a level of spiritual evolution and an understanding. It does require a level of spiritual evolution and an understanding of thought forms to process and understand high messages. Let's begin our meditation. Please, again, take three long, slow, deep breaths. I am now able to receive telepathically light and information from all higher fifth dimensional beings. My sensitivity and receptivity is enhanced now. Let's go into meditation and focus on this ability and affirmation. I'll repeat it. I am now able to receive telepathically light and information from all higher fifth dimensional beings. My sensitivity and receptivity is enhanced now. Now, let us say these affirmations. I have the telepathic abilities to communicate with galactic beings from the fifth dimension. If needed, I have the telepathic abilities to communicate with those who have passed on to the other side. Now we'll return to our meditation and our silence to focus on these two affirmations. And I repeat the affirmation. I have the telepathic ability to communicate with galactic beings from the fifth dimension. If needed, I have the telepathic ability to communicate with those who have passed on to the other side. What is truly amazing about you, the Adam species, is that you have the ability to communicate telepathically with Gaia, the spirit of the earth. You have the ability to telepathically communicate with the plant and animal world. You have the ability to telepathically send messages to the spirit of the planet. This ability is part of your bioelectric magnetic sensitivity abilities. These abilities manifest within you because of the complexity of the human mind and the human brain. Your mind and brain are multidimensional and have linkages and pathways to other realms. open the doorway now to access these other powerful thoughts and realms. This is part of your birthright. This is part of your foundation as a multidimensional being. Eventually in your soul journey, you're going to come to a point where you can have an existence in thought only. You will not need to incarnate into a physical body, go through the life and death process. Separate yourself from your higher soul, your soul family, or your twin flames. Being on the earth is part of your soul training, and it requires advancement in your thoughts and in your thinking. You could even say that part of this third dimensional experience is training in how to think. Embrace yourself as a higher telepathic being and know that the bonds, the connectedness, and the sensitivities that you are developing now are going to stay with you on your soul journey. The Arcturians are happy to be able to communicate telepathically with us. They're happy to see our abilities as telepathic beings evolving. And they are happy that finally there is an awareness of the importance of the newer sphere as an influential and necessary part of planetary development. Juliana sends you his thoughts of love and activation of your receptivity. The light from the Arcturians is being downloaded into each of you, increasing your powers of receptivity and telepathic abilities. Receive this activation now. It's time to reground ourselves. Please take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Become aware of your surroundings and your being in the third dimension. Take another deep breath returning to your normal state of consciousness. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Blessings to all of you for your presence and your expansion into these heightened abilities.
Thank you, Sherry.